Now, Prince Rabadash.
Ah.
This royal assembly has met to discuss what to do with you. Your Royal Highness needs not to be told that by the law of nations, as well as by all reasons of prudent policy, we have as good a right to your head as ever one mortal man had against another. Nevertheless, in consideration of your youth and the ill nurture, devoid of courtesy, which you have doubtless had in the land of slaves and tyrants, we are disposed to set you free, unharmed, on these conditions. First, that...
Curse you for a barbarian dog.
What?
Do you think I will even hear your conditions? You talk very largely of nurture and I know not what. It's easy to a man in chains. Ha! Take off these vile bonds, give me a sword, and let any of you who dares then debate with me.
Yes! Oh, Father! Can I box him? Please!
Peace! Peace, your majesties, my lords! Have we no more gravity among us than to be so chafed by the taunt of a Pedroc? Mm. Sit down, Corin, or thou shalt leave the table. I ask your highness again to hear our conditions. Yes.
I hear no conditions from barbarians and sorcerers. Not one of you dare touch a hair of my head. Terrible shall the vengeance of the Tizrock be. Even now, beware, beware. The bolt of Tash falls from above.
Rabadash, take heed. Your doom is very near, but you may still avoid it. Forget your pride. What have you to be proud of? And forget your anger. Who has done you wrong? And accept the mercy of these good kings.
Demon, I know you. You are the foul fiend of Narnia. You are the enemy of the gods. Learn who I am, horrible phantasm. I am descended from Tash, the inexorable, the irresistible. The curse of Tash is upon you.
Have a care,
lightning in the
Rabadash.
Shape of scorpions shall be.
The doom
shall,
is
shall be
nearer
the,
now.
The mountains of
it
Narnia will be crowned to dust. Let
it
the skies
has lifted
fall.
The
let
latch.
The earth gate. Let blood and
the
fire obliterate the world. But
struck.
Be sure, I will never desist until I have dragged to my palace my world, the barbarian. The daughter of night! Hey! What is happening? What's happening to me? Oh, no! Not a donkey! Marty! Even a horse!
Now hear me, Rabadash. Justice shall be mixed with mercy. You shall not always be a donkey. You have appealed to Tash, and in the temple of Tash, you shall be healed. You must stand before the altar in Tashban at the great autumn feast this year, and there, in the sight of all Tashban, your donkey's shape will fall from you, and all men will know you for Prince Rabadash. But as long as you live, if ever you go more than 10 miles away from the great temple in Tashban, you shall instantly become again as you now are. And from that second change, there will be no return. Farewell.
Prince Rabadash. Yes, I am most truly sorry that things have come to this extremity. Your Highness will bear witness that it was none of our doing. And, of course, we shall be delighted to provide Your Highness with shipping back to Tashban for the treatment Aslan has prescribed. You shall have every comfort which Your Highness's situation allows. The best of the cattle boats. Yes, the freshest carrots. Oh, yes, and thistles, too.